If you have your Bibles and want to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and hope you come expecting something from the Lord this morning. And I'm just thankful to come and fill in for you this morning. Glad for the opportunity. And I'm by no means a great preacher, but I am the servant of the Lord. And I just want to lift you up and edify you this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, and this is a well-known passage of Scripture to all of us. And some of you probably have a lot of these verses memorized. But the Bible says here in verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we also had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And I like when God butts in. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." And I'm just thankful that now in Christ Jesus, listen, all things are different now. Listen, as my wife was singing there, "Them places I used to go, I don't go to them places anymore. The things I used to do, I no longer do." Listen, why? Because we are different people. We're changed. We're a new creation. Listen, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Listen, a new creature don't have a past to go back to. Listen, the world remembers what I once was, Brother Aaron. The devil remembers what I once was. But I'm thankful that Jesus don't remember that. He forgot all about it. Listen, when God looks at us that's saved and we're believers of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he done on the cross of Calvary, God don't even see us. He sees the blood of his darling son who lived and died for us. And I'm thankful for that. Listen now, I've got a few points and I'll get out of the way. Now in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, what are we in Christ Jesus? Well, if we're believers in Christ Jesus and what he done on the cross of Calvary, and we've asked him into our heart, and he's accepted us, we've accepted him, now we're saved. Listen, we're different. We're saved. We're no longer as the world, as these verses we read, "And you hath he quickened." That word quickened means made alive. He's made us alive this morning, who were dead in trespasses and sin. See the difference there? What I used to be, I was dead. I was alive physically, but I was dead spiritually. Listen, I was alone. I was away from God. I had no hope of ever getting to him. Listen, but the Lord Jesus Christ come to die for me, making me a way, making access to God the Father. Listen, we read in the Bible over in John 14, he says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." He said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Listen, if you're putting your hope in anything else this morning, you're going to fall short. Listen, the Bible tells us that. Listen, he tells us here in verse 8 and verse 9 here, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. is the gift of God. Listen, the very faith that we have this morning, it's a gift of God. It's not of ourselves. Listen, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen, we have nothing to boast of this morning. Listen, we're no different than people who are not saved in the sense that we're better than them. The only difference in us and the world is we're saved. That's the only difference. We put our faith and our trust in Christ Jesus. And listen, that don't make us better than them and superior to them in any way, shape, or form. It just makes us different. We're different because we're saved. Now in Christ Jesus, we're saved. Look at verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. I'm glad that it says grace, that it don't say works. Listen, I tried that route. Listen, before I got saved, I told people I got saved so they'd leave me alone. Listen, I wanted people to leave me alone. I didn't want to have anything to do with God. Listen, I was raised right. Many of you know my family. I was raised right. I was raised in church. I know the truth. But in my ignorance and my stupidity and my ungodliness, I turned the Lord away. I told Him I didn't need Him. And listen, that's what our world's doing today. They've turned the Savior away. And listen, we have to ask people. We have to still give the gospel out. If we don't, then we're not fulfilling the commandments of Christ. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Are you telling your neighbors this morning about Jesus? Are you witnessing for Him? If you ain't, we're falling short. We're not saved by works, but we ought to work after we're saved. And listen, that ought to condemn all of us. They ain't none of us tell it enough. But listen, I'm glad that now we're saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we're saved by Him. When we was away from God, He made a way of escape for us. Listen, when Adam and Eve, Brother Aaron was talking about God forming them over there, He made Adam out of the dust of the ground. Listen, all we are is dirt this morning. You understand that, don't you? And listen, nobody on earth is any better than any other person. We got a bunch out here today fussing and fighting about... You've seen them on TV about who the superior race is and all this. There ain't nobody superior. And if you think that, just put this in your pipe and smoke it. We're all dirt. Listen, I was born a white person. That don't make me any better than anybody else. I'm just dirt. Listen, you remember the song the kids sang as they're growing up? Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, all are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. There's five colors mentioned there. There's five colors of dirt in our world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white. That's the colors of the people of the world. And we're all the same. Read in your Bible. We all come from the same person. Listen, we're all from Adam. We're no better, but we all have to come the same way. Listen, we all have to come through Christ Jesus or don't come at all. That's what Jesus Himself said over there. That verse I quoted a while ago. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man. Listen, the Apostle Paul who wrote this book of Ephesians, if anybody had anything to boast of, it would have been the Apostle Paul. But what did he say? He said, I have nothing to glory in, save in the cross of Christ. And that's all we have this morning. We glory in the cross. We don't glory in ourselves. Listen, now we are saved. Listen, when we was alone spiritually, we was alone. We was away from God. We couldn't get to Him. He made us a way of escape. I read this verse a while ago. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. Now, if we just stopped right there, that'd be bad. Having no hope and without God in the world. But I'm glad that he says, but now in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful for that. You don't have to be alone this morning. Listen, if you're spiritually alone this morning, it's your own fault because you won't come to Christ. Christ is willing. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you're alone this morning without Christ, it's your own fault. He told them over there, he said, you would not come to me that you might have eternal life. Whose fault is it this morning? The reason I was alone is because of my sins, my ungodliness. That's what kept me away, because I wanted to do my own thing. And I told people I got saved, so they'd leave me alone. I said, well, I'll put some money in the offering plate. That'll get me there. I'll get baptized. That'll do it. That didn't help me none. I just a wet sinner when I come back out of the water. Didn't help me none. Listen, but when the Lord really gets a hold of you, it'll change you. Listen, now we're saved. We don't have to be away from God. We don't have to be alone. Listen, now we have a standing. That verse I just read, that at times past, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Listen, the commonwealth of Israel, that's the chosen people of God. Listen, we was aliens. We couldn't enter in. Listen, and you were strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus. See, the law kept us out, but Christ Jesus brought us in. Listen, he didn't just die for those who have kept the law. Listen, we'd all be wrong this morning if we had to keep the law. The Lord Jesus said, what is the greatest commandment? You love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. He said, what is the next commandment? That you're to love your neighbor as yourself. I don't think we do that a lot, do we? Listen, we're in sad shape sometimes. Listen, if we just had to keep them two commandments, that'd be enough to keep us out. But listen, have you forgot about the other one? Listen, a lot of people say, well, there's just 10 of them. Well, you better check your Bible again. In the law, there's 613 laws that the Israelite people had to observe. 613. Listen, Adam and Eve over in the garden, they couldn't keep one commandment. And are we any better than they are? Listen, I tell people all the time, if it hadn't been Adam in the garden and Eve there that sinned and messed up, it would have been one of us. It had probably been me. Listen, I'm glad now in Christ Jesus we have a standing. Listen, we don't have to be alone anymore. We don't no longer have to be aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and from God and without hope. Now we have a standing. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, he didn't do that before I was saved. I didn't have a standing. I was a nobody. Listen, the Gentiles was considered dogs in the Old Testament? Listen, we wasn't even considered people. We was considered dogs. What do you think about that? But now we have a standing in Christ Jesus. See, Christ Jesus fulfilled the law. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we are. Here's the big difference. Yet, without sin. Can any of us say we're without sin this morning? I'll be the first to say that we can't. Listen, I'm no better than you are. I'm a sinner. Even as a saved man, I still sin. Why? Because we have this old flesh to deal with. We have this old nature that, Brother Aaron, this flesh wants to do what the flesh has always done. It wants to have its way. And listen, that's where the struggle comes in. Because the flesh wants to do what it wants to do. And the new man wants us to follow Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It also tells us that if we don't walk in the Spirit, we shall fulfill the lust of the flesh. Listen, I'm glad that now we have a standing in Christ Jesus. He fulfilled the law for us. Listen, we have a standing. Verse 11 and 12, we read them a while ago. They had a circumcision of the flesh that kept us Gentiles out. Listen, I'm not trying to be vulgar or anything, but that circumcision kept us out as Gentiles. That's what set them apart. That's the sign that God gave them to set them apart from everybody living around them. Now listen, we have a circumcision of our heart that sets us apart. Listen, we have a standing in Him. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, we stood afar off, but look at this, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That means He's drawn us up close. And it was the blood of Christ that done that. We're now people in Christ Jesus. Listen, we have a standing. Verse 19, we didn't read this a while ago, but we will now. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Listen, Brother Aaron was talking a while ago. We are strangers to this world, but we're no longer strangers to God. Listen, we have a standing this morning. Something I didn't used to have when I was in the world. But now I have a standing. Listen, if you'd ask people my name before I got saved, some people would have laughed. Listen, they would have told you all about me. Listen, there ain't many people in here. I don't think there's anybody here that knowed me before I got saved. Now, Connie's boy, Brian, knowed me before I got saved. Now, listen, you didn't want to be around me. Listen, I was wild. Oh, when I was around Mom and Dad, I was all right. But when I got away from them, my true colors began to show. Now, listen, I didn't want to have nothing to do with God or anybody that liked God. Why? Because I was a rebel in my heart. Listen, all I had was sin and rebellion. And the Bible tells us rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It had been just as well if I'd been a witch or something because I was a rebel. I didn't want anybody telling me what to do. And listen, a lot of that stuff, it's being carried out before our eyes today on TV. Why? Because they're rebels. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. How to behave. That's the reason a lot of people don't come to the Lord. They say, well, if I do this, if I come to the Lord, I'll have to give this up. I'll have to give that up. Listen, I didn't give anything up. It gave me up. Listen, them old friends I used to hang around and thought was my friends, when I got saved, they left me high and dry. Listen, I didn't have to leave them. They left me. Listen, it's one thing to be standing around doing ungodliness and talking ungodly and everything around them, but when you mention Jesus, listen, they spread themselves thin real quick. Listen, why? Because we're changed. Listen, we have a standing with the Lord now, and you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Listen, our body is the temple of God after we got saved. Listen, the Holy Spirit coming to dwell inside of us. Listen, that's what the Bible teaches us. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Spirit? Listen, we have a standing now. Why? Because we're the dwelling place of God. God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of us. We now have a standing that we no longer had. When we were aliens away from God, we had no right to come to Him. But by His blood, He's brought us nigh. And look at this verse 18. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Listen, I can come to the Father now because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done. Because He took all my sins upon Him and died for me. And I told you earlier, He don't see us anymore. He sees the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He can't look through the blood. He can't see through it. So that's all He sees when He looks at me, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, now we have a standing. Listen, I got one more point and I'm out of the way. Now we are somebody. Listen, before I got saved, I was a nobody going nowhere. I didn't care who knowed it. But now I'm somebody. If you asked the world if I'd ever amounted to anything, they'd have told you, no, he's too sorry. Never amount to anything. It wasn't that I was too sorry to work or anything like that. Because that's all I ever knowed was working. I growed up working. But listen, the work didn't get me to where I am. What got me there was the faith of a man of God, my papa, who got on his knees and he prayed for his family. And then his family come along and he passed the gospel to them, passed the gospel to my daddy, and my daddy passed the gospel to me. And listen, I've passed the gospel to my family. And that's the way it works. We're to open the door for somebody else to be saved. That's the reason we give the gospel out. So everybody that is nobody today can become somebody. Listen, we're somebody today. Who else would He come and die for? And now we're somebody. Didn't used to be. But now when I was dead in trespasses and sins, no longer I'm alive. I'm somebody. I'm alive. Listen. Verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Listen. Verse 7. And verse 6 and verse 7. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I think I'm somebody this morning. I think you are too if you're believers. Listen, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. In the mind of God, it's just as good if we're already there. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. I think we're somebody this morning. If we're saved, we have a reason to be happy this morning. Listen, we have a reason to be excited because we're somebody. Listen, let me turn over here a few chapters and read to you in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For as many are, this is verse 14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen, we're the people of God. We have a standing with Him today. Listen, for to be carnally minded, this is verse 6, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they which that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now listen, we're somebody because the Lord Jesus Christ is living in us. The Holy Spirit of God is living inside of us. We're somebody this morning. Listen to chapter 8, verse 35. Through 39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? That is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, or through him that loved us. It's because of Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. That makes us somebody. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I think we're somebody this morning because of these verses. And listen, that's what we base our whole life upon. Listen, when I get to, and you all do it, we get to thinking, well, there ain't nobody loves us, ain't nobody does this, ain't nobody does that. Read these verses. For I'm persuaded that none of these things is coming, is what he's saying, and I'm paraphrasing. But listen, the height, the depth, nothing we could ever face could ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Why? Because we're somebody. Listen. We don't have to go around like nobody loves us and like it's the end of the world, everything. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ loved him and gave himself for us. And I'm thankful for that. Listen, if you could have seen me and knowed who I was before I got saved, you would see a big difference. Listen, we're somebody today. I think we ought to act like it. Listen, we was almost gone. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. Let me read you this. When we was dead in our trespasses and sins, this was the verse that was going to apply to us. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's all of us. We was almost gone. But the Lord Jesus Christ seen fit to look down through time and see us in need of a Savior and come and die for us. And listen, I read that verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. He even gave us the faith to believe in. We're somebody this morning. I've got the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. I've got the Holy Spirit living inside of me. I'm somebody. So if I'm somebody, I ought to act like a child of the King. Does that mean I'm to go out into the community and let sinners know that I'm better than them? No, because I'm not. Listen, I know a lot of sinner people that's never been saved. Listen, they're good moral people. A lot of you know them. They're out here in these communities. We know them. As far as morality, they're good people. But they won't turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. How about you today? What have you done with the Lord Jesus? Do you know Him as your Savior? If you're not, He's calling to you. He's still saying, all you that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me, I'll give you rest. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ has for us.